Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a short message or email. The title of this email is, Have You Seen the Parallels Between God's Judgment on the Church and the World? Grace, peace, and mercy to you through our Lord Jesus Christ, if indeed you became one of His by the beginning of the many days of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, when all possibility for salvation came to an end forever. If you were not saved by May 21, 2011, may He still, at least, grant you His temporal kindness even in these final few days. For in this world, He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:45. But in the next life, there will be no one who is evil, and there will be no one who is unjust. All glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons who are all the same, one and only Almighty Creator of all things, both visible and invisible, as it is and forever shall be, so be it. Now, have you been seeing the parallels between how God has been bringing judgment on the church ever since May 21, 1988, and then on the whole world ever since May 21, 2011? He has been bringing judgment on the Christian church by having removed true salvation from their midst on May 21, 1988, and by having handed them all over to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, although he is not a man but works through many, the beast, the abomination of desolation, and the little horn, Satan himself, to spiritually destroy all the Christian churches by the deceptions of counterfeit or false Christs, that is, idols, which are the same as counterfeit or false gospels that work through counterfeit Christians in the Christian church, such as all the pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, and many others that are still in the Christian church, to lead the churchgoers astray without them even being aware, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God has been sending them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. Indeed, these counterfeit Christ or gospels, that is, idols, are so close to the truth that even God's elect would be deceived, if it were possible. As we read what would happen in these final days in Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christs, that is, counterfeit gospels, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And again we read in Mark 13:22, for false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Since, as we just read, these counterfeit or false gospels, that is, false Christs, would deceive even God's chosen ones, if it were possible, who alone have been given the Holy Spirit and been empowered like no others in this world to discern, study, and know the truth of the Bible, it is not difficult to understand how all the Christian churches today have been deceived by following the false Christs and prophets, that is, the false gospels, without even being aware of it. For instance, none of the churchgoers today are able to realize that the church age spiritually came to an end on May 21, 1988. nor that they all should have long ago departed out from their churches to obey and follow Christ, nor that the prophesied to come Antichrist is not a man, and that he already came and now rules over all the Christian churches as God's judgment against them. Nor do they know that by still attending a church, they are all worshiping Satan and in rebellion to the true Christ without realizing it. Nor that any more possibility for eternal life came to an end. That is, that any possibility for eternal life came to an end. That is on May 21, 2011. And so the Great Commission is no more. For the end, spiritually, already came. And you can click on the various links for all and more information. Nor do any of the churchgoers realize that all the apparent signs and wonders of salvations taking place after May 21, 2011 are counterfeit salvations to deceive God's elect, if it were possible, to get them to go back to church, where they would be in disobedience and worshiping the devil. Nor do they understand that the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, nor that they are being fed a strong delusion by God to keep them from perceiving all these end time or latter day truths and many other truths from God's holy word as well. The basics they may well know, but the deeper end time truths are hidden from them in obscurity. Indeed, the prophesied to come false Christs and prophets, that is the false gospels, have already come, and they are all the pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, and so-called Christians who have not followed the true Christ and Holy Spirit to depart out from all the Christian churches, including their own. For the Christian churches were given over to the spiritual kingdom of Babylon and its king, Satan, to become called Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, Revelation 17:5, and to be spiritually destroyed, just as ancient Jerusalem and all those who would not obey God to depart out from earthly Jerusalem were similarly given over to the earthly kingdom of Babylon and its king, Nebuchadnezzar, who physically destroyed them and their temple by fire in 587 BC, to bring God's judgment against them for worshiping idols and disobeying his law in all too many ways. Indeed, back then, Yahweh had declared to them through Jeremiah the prophet in chapter 21, 8 through 9, "Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abides in this city, that is in Jerusalem, shall die by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. But he that goes out and falls to the Chaldeans, that is the Babylonians, that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against this city, Jerusalem, for evil and not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire." It is the same today with the new earthly Jerusalem, the Christian church, but on a more spiritual level. Indeed, God has also set before the churchgoers the way of life and the way of death. Those who have remained in a Christian church, that is those that abide in this city, Jerusalem, which in the New Covenant or Testament became the Christian church, is the way of death now. And these have already been spiritually killed by God's three previously stated things through Jeremiah the prophet. First, the spiritual sword. That is, the churchgoers have been spiritually killed by the word of God itself, which is against them and is being declared against them by God's true people who have long since, in obedience, departed out from all the Christian churches. And second, the churchgoers have been spiritually killed by the spiritual famine. That is the true spiritual food of truth and salvation for these end time days has been kept from the churchgoers as they spiritually starve to death. And third, the churchgoers have also been spiritually killed by the spiritual pestilence. That is, they have been deceived by Satan, the Antichrist, who is the counterfeit Christ that was given to come right in the corporate Christian church with false or counterfeit gospels, that is, false Christs or demons, so close to the truth that even God's chosen would be deceived, if it were possible. And they can even do signs and wonders, such as counterfeit salvations, counterfeit healings, and calling down fire, that is, from heaven. That is the making of churchgoers to fall backward. See Revelation chapter 13, verse 13. They can also give extra-biblical revelation through voices and dreams and visions, tongues, so-called words of knowledge, or the like. One way or another, the Antichrist, the devil himself, along with his demons or fallen angels, has been permitted to deceive all the churchgoers, and the most deceived of all are those who lead them, the pastors, teachers, prophets, evangelists, and the many other counterfeit Christians in the church. Yes, if any of them truly walked with God, they would have long since discerned and then warned their sheep of the spiritual destruction of the Christian church that began on May 21, 1988 and even continues to this very day. As, even though Christ is now ultimately in charge, Satan is still being permitted by him to rule over all the Christian churches to give the Christian church, now called Babylon the Great, what it deserves, double punishment, Revelation 18:6, for all its idolatry, adultery and rebellion against the true God and His Word, which is witchcraft. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. Yes, if the leaders of the Christian churches really walked with God, they would have long since departed from the church themselves for an example of obedience to Christ. And they would now be declaring God's judgment both against the church and the entire world until the very last day of this world when the New Jerusalem, the true people of God who have departed out from the Christian church, will be completely brought back together as one at the appearing of Christ in all glory, to be given the eternal new heaven and earth that will be created from the ashes of this current heaven and earth after being burnt up with fire. Indeed, this earth's outer garment will be changed into a new, eternal, and much more glorious garment. Then never again will God bring judgment against His new Jerusalem, that is, His true people, for they will then have had their outer garments, that is, their earthly bodies in which sin still dwells, changed into new, glorious, sinless, and eternal garments as well, fit to live and rule with their Lord, Jesus Christ, for all eternity in the new heaven and earth, where there is no longer any pain, sadness, sorrow, or death. So, God brought His final judgment upon the world first at the house of God, that is, the corporate Christian church, for judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And He brought that judgment against the church, beginning on May 21, 1988, according to the very accurate biblical timeline of history, by handing them all over to their arch enemy, Satan himself, to rule over them and spiritually devastate them by deception for all their sins. Indeed, Satan and his demons have been working through the counterfeit Christian leaders and many other counterfeit Christians in the church as well to lead them in false or counterfeit gospels that not even God's chosen would be able to perceive, if it were possible. That is, if it weren't for the Holy Spirit, that one and only all-knowing and almighty God in them. Similarly, God then expanded his final judgment, which began at the Christian church, to the entire world as well on May 21, 2011. And the parallels are quite striking. Just as the church had been given over to the rule and deception of their arch enemy Satan, so also was the world. And just as the church has been being devastated by the devil and his demons working through many different counterfeit Christians, supposedly the very people of God, with great deception and power, and in some cases even miracles, so also has Satan and his demons been working through another counterfeit people of God. Yes, the so-called elite, technocratic, and satanic Jews that have been ruling over this country for decades now to not only spiritually destroy America and rule over it, but their goal is to rule over the whole world because Satan is their master. Of course, although the Christian church and the world have already been spiritually destroyed in that there is no more eternal salvation possible ever since May 21, 2011, for any of them, neither the church nor the world will be physically destroyed until the last day of the day of Yahweh or judgment that we are now in. And the true church are no longer in the Christian church, but they followed our Lord and Holy Spirit to depart out from the earthly church about two decades ago or more before the day of Yahweh began on May 21, 2011, and until the very end, likely to come any day now up to as long as about the year 2035 AD. Really, only a hop, skip, or jump from now. It could even be as soon as this October 2025 during the Feast of Tabernacles, but only God knows for sure until it will be revealed to us with absolute certainty, as May 21, 2011 was, if it be His will to do so. Nevertheless, we can certainly know the times and seasons. And we do know without question that we are in the season or time of God's final judgment right before the end of all things. Remember what we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and was spiritually already fulfilled on May 21, 2011, when after that day of judgment came upon them and nothing outwardly terrible and physical took place to them, they all said in their hearts, peace and safety. But then sudden spiritual destruction came upon them all without them even realizing it, and none escaped, as any hope for their eternal salvations came to an end forever on May 21, 2011. Remember, it reads, but of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others. but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also you do. I leave you with this. Could these verses have a double application for these days? The one spiritual application that was already fulfilled on May 21, 2011, and then a more literal and physical application when they will once again say peace and safety, then sudden physical destruction comes upon them. Now, I do plan to continue our study in Daniel 8 in the time to come, so please continue in prayer with me and for me, that the study will be blessed in truth and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Also pray that our Lord's website will be used mightily to bathe people in the truth for these final days. Pray for both the audio and written messages. Pray that we all continue to get out the message of judgment and to refer more and more people to the Lord's website by all the means revealed to each one of us. Please strength. Pray for expansion of this ministry as the Lord wills to open the appropriate doors to walk through that will please him. If and only if, of course, that be his will. Brethren, the end of all things is near. The troubles in this life are soon to disappear. So let none of us despair or grow weary in doing good, especially toward those of the household of faith who believe as we do. We live in the days of the greatest deceptions ever. So test and prove all things against the truth of Holy Scripture, and the Holy Spirit will keep you faithful to the very end. Let no human being or so-called Christian church, for they are all now synagogues of Satan, steal you away from the truth. I love you all in Christ Jesus and forever. This message will soon go up on the website for all to see. Until the next time, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord shine his face upon thee. The Lord lift thee up and be gracious unto thee. So be it.